From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, gathering evidence of radicalization in California. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. There's evidence they pre-planned the attack. David Bowditch is assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
As the investigation has progressed, we have learned that both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time. Now, how did that happen? The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen, and by whom, and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
However, he says there is no evidence U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife were part of a broader overseas plot. They carried out the mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers, killing 14, wounding 21. They were both killed in a shootout with police. U.S. defense officials have confirmed senior al-Shabaab leader was killed last week in Somalia. U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis said Monday the December 2nd strike killed three, including Abdirahman Sondhir, also known as Ukash. Davis also confirmed a November 13 airstrike killed a senior Islamic State leader in Libya known as Abu Nabil. Meanwhile, an American who fought alongside al-Shabaab in Somalia has turned himself in to security forces. Abdimalik Jones was arrested in southern Somalia near the port of Barawi. He claims to have fled the militant group because of internal disagreements. It's believed there are divisions within the jihadist group over whether to pledge allegiance to the Islamic State or al-Qaeda. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has sacked several top transport ministry and port officials over allegations of corruption, including the disappearance of hundreds of shipping containers. This is VOA News. The UN has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. Stephen O'Brien, the UN humanitarian chief.
Human suffering has reached levels not seen since the Second World War. More than 125 million people will need humanitarian assistance to survive in 2016. Of those, we target the most vulnerable, 87.6 million people. We appeal with our partners for $20.1 billion to do so.
He says Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Yemen are the countries where needs are greatest. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help that country implement reforms and fight corruption.
All Ukrainians, officials, business leaders, the business community, everyday citizens, they've got to work together to root out corruption that has held this country back for so long. Mr. President, you and I have discussed this before. The Ukrainian people cannot once again have their hopes dashed based on the cancer of corruption.
His comments came during a joint briefing with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Mr. Biden said the U.S. also firmly stands with the people of Ukraine in the face of continued aggression by Russia and Moscow-backed separatists. Latvia's prime minister has handed in her resignation. Laimdot Staujuma said Monday she's stepping down after only 2 years in office because new ideas are needed. Her resignation follows infighting within her center-right ruling coalition. U.S. media reports say Iran has tested a new medium-range ballistic missile in defiance of two U.N. Security Council resolutions. U.S. officials speaking on the condition of anonymity told media outlets the test was held November 21st. They say the missile traveled within Iranian territory. Americans Monday marked the 74th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Thousands joined a dwindling number of survivors of the 1941 attack that signaled U.S. entry into the Second World War. Among the commemorative speakers, Rear Admiral John Fuller.
Today, at this ceremony, we demonstrate that the lives lost on December 7th and in World War II were not lost in vain. We show our deep appreciation. We know and we remember that those who sacrificed so much in World War II brought the world a greater freedom, more democracy, and a pathway to reconciliation and peace.
More than 2,400 U.S. service personnel were killed in that attack. The price of crude oil fell more than $2 Monday to its lowest level since early 2009, with Brent crude closing a bit above $40 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.